rentals on the south coast are at an all-time high for both accommodation and for homes. Mark Ford, Director of Harcourt's South Coast, joins me for some advice for renters and property owners. Hi there, Mark.
Hello, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, going very well, thank you.
Great.
Still busy on the coast. Lots of things happening.
Oh, it is so busy. And it just keeps going and going. It's a big time for rentals, isn't it, down there?
Yeah, the rental market, you know, through the media, and there's been a lot of reporting on it, that vacancy rates are at an all-time low, and it's really hard for people looking to rent to find properties. But there's definitely opportunities for them to get into the market and find properties. And, you know, I could certainly offer a few sort of suggestions in that regard. And equally, you know, the fact that there is such strong demand, there's a great opportunity for people who might be looking to either rent an existing property or, in fact, buy one as an investment to rent to enter the market.
All right. So let's go with someone who's very keen to get a rental down on the south coast, who's struggled, put in 20 applications, no luck so far.
The big thing about that, too, is just making sure that you have gone through the application process and done that properly, and that you have good referees. I've mentioned Michelle Taylor before in an earlier program, but Michelle is our property manager at BDM, and she's responsible for bringing new property into our rent roll, but also help, once she's got that property, finding a suitable tenant before then it gets passed on to an experienced property manager. Part of that process is making sure that you do have a good application available, but what Michelle encourages people to do is actually make contact with her. Mm-hmm. Send an email of what they are looking for, you know, what they can afford, and she'll establish a bit of a relationship with these people. She'll then organise to have the application forms filled out, etc., and then she goes about trying to help find something. So
she advocates and potentially even looks at things that aren't yet on the public market, right?
Correct. We're not advertising much rental property at the moment because quite often, you know, they go, but our vacancy rate, and has been for the last 18 months, it's almost zero. You know, there's just, things go very quickly. But people get really put off by that because they think there's just nothing coming onto the market. But we're actually bringing sort of 25, 30 properties, new properties, onto the market every month. And Michelle has the ability, quite often, because she's got people on the database, people she's been dealing with, then to place them into property. So you don't actually see them getting advertised. But it's not to suggest properties aren't coming on. They are. But you've got to be in the system to have the best opportunity to avail yourself of a suitable property which will meet your needs when they become available.
And Mark, I'm sure it differs place to place and how close you are to the beach and all that sort of stuff, but what's the average rate for a rental to live in on the south coast?
Yeah, our average, I mean, there is quite a big difference between highest and lowest, but the average is probably around that $350 a week mark, $350, maybe $370, you know, in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do have some properties, and these are sort of waterfront and really quite beautiful properties making up to, say, $700 a week.
Yep.
And we've got, you know, little one-bedroom units probably making $225. But the average is probably in that sort of mid-$300 a week range.
Mark Ford's with us. He's the director of Harcourt's South Coast. A friend of mine managed to book a beautiful place in Port Elliot for, it was about $700 for a whole week, which was amazing. But then I started looking for a place in Victor Harbour in a few weeks' time in November, and just for two nights, and it was about $1,000 to $2,000 a night. It's just extraordinary. So I suppose it can depend on how far advance you book and where you're looking and that sort of thing. But it sounds like places in the heart of Victor Harbour and around those really key areas that tourists adore are picking up a lot of money for, you know, short-term holiday rentals at the moment, Mark.
Oh, look, holiday rentals, yeah, again, in some of those really sought-after seaside locations, particularly with water views, Port Elliot, Middleton, you know, through Hayborough, Kyneton, down to Encounter Bay, they're definitely in demand. And when you get through to that absolute peak, you know, which is late December through New Year to the first week of January, you can see some really big rents. And we'd have some properties looking at $500 a night through to 1500 a night if they can sleep. You know, we've got some on the waterfront, five bedroom, five bathroom, that type of thing that, you know, make really big money. So, but, you know, 500 wouldn't be out of the question to pay at that time of the year.
In a moment, let's talk about property owners and their opportunities that they have to utilise their homes for holiday accommodation. But before that, any advice for people who are keen to book a spot on the South Coast with their family, in the, you know, whether it is this year or in a future year?
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly for this year, our Christmas bookings are gone. We're 100% booked. We've got a large portfolio, but having said that, if we are still bringing new property on, and as you would imagine, we'd have people available to book it. So if people do have a place that they're not using or underutilising, by all means, let us know, and we'd love to get out there again. Michelle could come out with our holiday rental manager, Simon Schwartz, and have a look at the property, work out an appraisal for them, organise professional photography and get it proofed up, and we could have that on the market very quickly, and with lots of people looking to rent. We do have some vacancies through the middle part of January through to the end of February, so that's a good time. You know, if people are looking to book, I'd urge them to be booking now. And similarly, you know, for Easter and all of those school holiday periods. Our Christmas bookings, we always open up around about June of every year. So if people are looking to get something sometime ahead, book early. That's the best advice I can give, because the demand is certainly strong. And I think, you know, since COVID, where a lot of people weren't travelling, and I know people are travelling a lot more now, but the cost of flights and accommodation is tiny, and fuel for that matter, all of those things are getting quite expensive. So a lot of people are choosing to holiday locally, and what better place than down here on the South Coast.
And just lastly, any tips for someone who's got a property down there and they're trying to weigh up whether to sell it, rent it out, or rent it out just for the holidays?
Yeah, I think our market still remains strong, and I'm very glass half full in relation to our market, because we are increasingly becoming a more and more popular and sought after destination, and we're seeing a lot more people choose to live here rather than it just be a holiday hotspot. So we're getting more and more families moving into the area now, with the Southern Expressway going to be going right through to McLaren Vale, that the travelling time is going to be even shorter, and we're seeing a lot of people commute for work. So there are a lot more people moving down. The rental demand, as I mentioned, is strong. So I think that our value is going to hold, certainly for... I can't see us taking a big drop in our market value down here. And as a consequence, you know, if people are holding off thinking we'll just wait and see what happens, quite often they get disappointed and they'll miss the opportunities that they could have had if they'd acted with a bit more confidence, I guess, and jumped in earlier. For investors, very strong demand for, as I mentioned earlier, for the rental market. As an investor, of course, you can get good depreciation on the asset that you own if it's being rented. So there's those tax benefits, depreciation benefits that come with it. And then for people that have a holiday property, but if they're paying land tax, council rates, all of these things, and they want to enjoy the lifestyle of having a lovely property but want to offset those costs, what better way to do that and have some tax benefit? What better way than to have a nice holiday property down here?
Oh, fabulous. Well, thank you so much for your time and advice today, Mark Ford.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Jenny, and good luck with your tipping later today.
Oh, yeah, same to you. I know that you're having a lunch and a dress-up competition. That sounds like fun.
The team will get into it, so it should be quite a fun afternoon, I think.
Great. Thanks,
Lucky
Mark.
Lucky the race is late.
Yes, true.